Hello and welcome back to Feathercast. I'm here with our guest, Miguel Gamino, one of the keynote speakers at the ApacheCon Europe Conference in Berlin. Welcome, Miguel, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Would you like to introduce yourself and talk about your presentation for this upcoming ApacheCon Europe Conference?
Yeah, absolutely. So Miguel Gamino, I'm Executive Vice President for Enterprise Partnerships and the head of our Global Cities team at MasterCard. And in that role, I lead our global activities with cities and the relationship with cities across the globe, leveraging something we call City Possible as a platform and a framework for how not only we can engage with cities, but our other partners in industry, academia, and the NGO community can create kind of interesting and new public-private partnerships to help cities drive efficiency, but also inclusivity and even equity into their growth, ultimately aimed at, you know, creating better quality of life outcomes for people who live and enjoy cities. So before that, kind of what I think qualifies me for that role is I served as chief technology officer for the city of New York, where we did a lot of things, including broadband for all and a new way of engaging the private sector around these urban challenges. So that kind of set the stage a bit, if you will, for what I'm doing now at MasterCard. And previous to that, I was the chief information officer for the city and county of San Francisco, and the chief information and innovation officer for the city of El Paso, which is my hometown, where before my life in public service, I founded a couple of technology startups based in El Paso and a lot of activity in Silicon Valley. I'm thrilled to be invited to participate in the Apache Foundation event. And I'm going to be talking, I guess the presentation title is City Possible, Addressing Shared Urban Challenges by Harnessing the Superpower of Collaboration, which is something that we've kind of coined as a mantra, that highlighting the ability for cities to collaborate not only with each other, but with public-private partnerships and academics and NGOs really does kind of create this superpower that can help address these urban challenges at scale and at speed, and maybe can't be done at scale and speed without that level of collaboration.
ApacheCon is very lucky to have you, and I'm confident everyone will enjoy your keynote. It sounds like they're going to be learning a lot throughout your presentation. What do you think some of the highlights from your presentation will be?
We're gonna talk a bit about the reality that these challenges that city leaders are facing are terribly complex and terribly important. I mean, we're talking about, you know, safe and clean streets and housing and transport options that arguably are the most important thing to a path to prosperity for people. At the same time that urbanization is increasing the number of people that are moving into urban centers, increasing the pressure on those pieces of infrastructure that are so important. And also, you know, the reality that cities are also trying to manage big global issues like climate change and this, you know, global migration and immigration concerns. So I think we'll talk a little bit about that, about the complexity and severity of these challenges that cities are facing, but also the opportunity that exists in cities where, you know, the majority of GDP is generated, the majority of intellectual property or new inventions and patents are created. And so, you know, you have both the challenges and the resources for solutions living more and more in cities. And so, you know, this concept of collaboration as this untapped superpower is really important to helping cities harness those resources and aim them at those challenges together, so that again they can achieve solution at speed and at scale. So I think, you know, we'll talk about those things. We'll talk about some real life examples of how not only I have done this on, you know, directly personally from the government side, but now how we are helping governments from the private sector side really create that ecosystem to leverage surface technologies and talents that can help address these solutions through new creative business models and partnerships and access to resources.
Miguel, you have me thinking, what are some of the benefits to cities who really leverage in on an open source model is?
Yeah, you know, what really drew me into participating with Apache Foundation and the open source community at large is, you know, really what I just was highlighting, which is the superpower being collaboration. And collaboration is, I think, you know, really core to the principles of the open source community, almost by definition, right? And so I think to help cities better understand what the open source community and technology is and can provide, and in some cases demystifying what it is not, but what it might be perceived as, I think can help cities and governments really at all levels ultimately take better advantage of those technologies and those approaches and this fantastic community of talent and really smart people that care a lot about doing the right thing and doing it the right way. And so I think there'll be a lot to explore, and not only at this event during this talk, but hopefully kicking off from here into real actionable things that we can do over the coming months and years to leverage the open source community to build, you know, secure and reliable open source solutions that can help achieve scale by way of collaboration across multiple municipalities around the world.
Can you talk to me about what you're looking forward to most at ApacheCon Europe?
Yeah, so I never attended, but I've always been kind of an interested party and someone kind of supportive and engaged kind of maybe on the periphery of the open source community. So to really jump into the center of gravity is really exciting. I'm looking forward to learning a lot from people who have a vast more knowledge about these things than I do. So I expect to come away probably learning a lot more than I'm sharing, which I think will help us translate these opportunities into our partnerships with cities. And truthfully, I'm also thrilled to see what comes of Apache's, you know, signature events, hackathon and BarCamp. I think will be really unique and new experiences for me, and I'm really excited to see what comes of that.
That sounds great. I know there's going to be a lot to learn, and I'm sure that you have a lot to share with many of the participants. Can you tell folks where they can find out more information about the upcoming event?
So I think the conference details and information are online at apachecon.com. And our program and our partnership framework with cities that we call City Possible is available at citypossible.com.
Well, everyone should take a look at those websites and check out what's happening.
Yeah, and we also we plug a lot of details, not only about this event coming up, but also a bunch of our other activities on social channels. So people can follow me at Twitter, Miguel Gamino, and other channels. We'll certainly be sharing as much as we can to keep everybody informed and in the loop. And also wanted to wish ASF a happy 20th anniversary. At ApacheCon, it's a great milestone, and I think kind of another proof point as to how important the open source community has been to kind of global technology innovation. So thrilled to be part of it.
Well, we are thrilled to be having you with us for this event, and we really appreciate all of your time today. We can't wait to hear your presentation on October 24th at 9:30 a.m. Thank you very much, Miguel.
Great. Looking forward to it. See you there.